This is Sam, and you're listening to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Pub Trivia Group Podcast. It's game number 83. I'm going to call this the Sam is Home with a Sick Child edition. I gotta get the episode out. It's Wednesday. Episodes launch early Thursday morning, so I gotta record this. But a two-year-old is with me, so if you hear a two-year-old in the background, that's why. But hey, anyway, we got three fun rounds for you today. We have Movie Links by Request, we have Group of 10, and we have music themes. So let's do this. Round number one, Movie Links. This round is dedicated to Lauren and her fiance Tim, who have been playing along while driving around the Southwest. Their favorite round is Movie Links, so here goes. All right, you know how this one works. I have a list of five films, and each of these five films stars a common actor or actress. I give you the year plus two additional details about each film as clues. By including the common link, it makes it like a puzzle. Once you figure out the common actor or actress, you're going to have a better shot guessing the correct answers. And for this reason, I will read the clues a second time. You at home, you need to guess the title of each film and then the actor or actress who appeared in all five. All right, let's play. Film number one, 1997. Rotten Tomatoes awarded this film a 92% rating, with its consensus stating the two starring actors, quote, play cat and mouse and literally play each other against a beautifully stylized backdrop of typically elegant, over-the-top John Woo violence. The film shares its name with an event which takes place in many sports using sticks, such as hockey or lacrosse. All right, film number two, 1997. The film's protagonist is a former Army Ranger carrying a stuffed bunny. Speaking of this protagonist, the character was known for having long hair and wearing a white tank top and blue jeans. In July 2022, Aaron Rodgers copied this signature look as he arrived to Packers training camp. Film number three, 2000. Despite its popularity with moviegoers, the film merely earned a 25% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The plot involves a former criminal coming out of retirement in order to fulfill a deal to save his brother's life. Film number four. This film inspired a 2007 sequel, as well as one season of a Disney Plus series set 20 years after the films. Within the film, the character Benjamin Gates examines a document of historical significance featuring clearly visible ink. In reality, and this is the history teacher talking here, the ink has actually long faded despite the document's preservation. And film number five, 2005. This film gained renewed interest in December 2022 when Victor Bout was released from U.S. custody in a prisoner exchange. A sequel to this film was announced in 2023, with the original film star set to reprise his role. All right, I went over those once. I'm going to go over them again, see if you figured out the common link. See if these come a little bit easier. Film number one, 1997. Rotten Tomatoes awarded this film a 92% rating, with its consensus stating the two starring actors, quote, play cat and mouse and literally play each other against a beautifully stylized backdrop of typically elegant, over-the-top John Woo violence. The film shares its name with an event which takes place in many sports using sticks, such as hockey or lacrosse. All right, film number two. 1997. The film's protagonist is a former Army Ranger carrying a stuffed bunny. Speaking of this protagonist, the character was known for having long hair and wearing a white tank top and blue jeans. In July 2022, Aaron Rodgers copied this signature look as he arrived to Packers training camp. Film number three, 2000. Despite its popularity with moviegoers, the film merely earned a 25% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The plot involves a former criminal coming out of retirement in order to fulfill a deal to save his brother's life. Film number four. This film inspired a 2007 sequel, as well as one season of a Disney Plus series set 20 years after the films. Within the film, the character Benjamin Gates examines a document of historical significance featuring clearly visible ink. In reality, and this is the history teacher talking here, the ink has actually long faded despite the document's preservation. And film number five, 2005. This film gained renewed interest in December 2022 when Victor Bout was released from U.S. custody in a prisoner exchange. A sequel to this film was announced in 2023, with the original film star set to reprise his role. All right, I went over each film twice. Pause now if you want more time to think. Otherwise, I'm going to go over those answers. Film number one, 1997, Face Off. Film number two, also 1997, Con Air. Film number three, 2000, Gone in 60 Seconds. Film number four, 2004, National Treasure. And film number five, 2005, Lord of War. The common actor, Nicolas Cage. All right, that was round number one, movie links. Coming up, we got round number two, group of 10. Round number two, group of 10. We haven't played this one in a while, so let's give it a go. So I have 10 short answer items below. All of these 10 short answer items partially share their name with a member from a group of 10. And for today's group of 10, inspired by Rosalind Carter, I have the 10 most recent first ladies of the United States, including the incumbent. So each item below partially shares its name with one of the 10 most recent first ladies. Now, you don't need to know anything about these first ladies or even know who they are in the first place. But since the answers partially share their names with one of the 10 most recent first ladies, if you know who the first ladies are, that might be a clue as to what these answers may be. And as far as these answers, they may share their name with the first name of a first lady or the last name of a first lady. Usually I pick the first name. Some of them, the last name. All right, anyway, let's get playing. Item number one, born in 1980, this five-time world champion figure skater has been the U.S. ambassador to Belize since December 2022. Item number two, alive from 1929 to 2022, this broadcast journalist became the first female co-host of a U.S. news program in 1974 on NBC's Today Show. Item number three. Located in Midtown Manhattan on Fifth Avenue, this skyscraper made several appearances within pop culture, including when it was featured on the cover of the original Grand Theft Auto video game and again within the game of Grand Theft Auto 4, when Samuel L. Jackson's character drove into the building during the film The Other Guys, and last but not least, certainly not least knowing me, when it served as the headquarters for Wayne Enterprises in The Dark Knight Rises. Name the building. All right, item number four. This actress made her first theatrical appearance in a starring role in 1994 when she took over as the title character in the fourth installment of a popular series. While the film was poorly received, it featured the breakout performance for this actress, who would go on to an acclaimed career in which she has already won two Academy Awards for Best Actress. Item number five. Born in 1946, this man recently announced he will soon be retiring from a game show he has hosted since 1981, with Ryan Seacrest set to replace him. Item number six. This is the name of a poorly received film, which stars Adam Sandler as two different characters. It's also the name of a traditional English nursery rhyme. Item number seven. In 1945, Eleanor Roosevelt was ranked as the best-known woman in America by a survey conducted by Fortune magazine. In second place, though, was this fictional culinary expert. Item number eight. Born in Wisconsin in 1867, this author is responsible for writing a series of semi-autobiographical novels which inspired a TV series which originally aired on NBC from 1974 to 1983. Item number nine. This character was the focal point of a children's literary series. From 1930 to 2003, the main series contained 175 novels, all credited to Carolyn Keene, who wasn't actually a real person, but a collective pseudonym of several authors. And item number 10. In 1993, when he was 13 years old, this performer turned down an opportunity to join the Mickey Mouse Club to instead be the youngest member of a five-piece group. All right, pause now if you need more time. I'll go over those again, but then I'm going to give you the answer right away. Item number one. Born in 1980, this five-time world champion figure skater has been the U.S. ambassador to Belize since December 2022. That figure skater, now ambassador, that is Michelle Kwan, partially sharing her name with Michelle Obama. Item two. Alive from 1929 to 2022, this broadcast journalist became the first female co-host of a U.S. news program in 1974 on NBC's Today Show. All right, I am talking about Barbara Walters, sharing her name with Barbara Bush. Item three. Located in Midtown Manhattan on Fifth Avenue, this skyscraper has made several appearances within pop culture, including when it was featured on the cover of the original Grand Theft Auto video game and again within the game of Grand Theft Auto 4, when Samuel L. Jackson's character drove into the building during The Other Guys, and last but certainly not least, when it served as the headquarters for Wayne Enterprises in The Dark Knight Rises. All right, I am referring to a building known as Trump Tower, which shares its name with Melania Trump. I suppose I didn't really dig deep for other famous Melanias, but I kind of had to pick something with the Trump name there. Not a lot of famous Melanias. Anyway, number four, this actress made her first theatrical appearance in a starring role in 1994 when she took over as the title character in the fourth installment of a popular series. While the film was poorly received, it featured the breakout performance for this actress, who would then go on to an acclaimed career in which she has already won two Academy Awards for Best Actress. All right, that film I'm referring to would be The Next Karate Kid. The actress, Hilary Swank, partially sharing her name with Hillary Clinton. All right, number five. Born in 1946, this man recently announced he will soon be retiring from a game show he has hosted since 1991, with Ryan Seacrest set to replace him. Okay, that game show, Wheel of Fortune, the game show host, Pat Sajak partially sharing his name with First Lady Pat Nixon. All right, number six. This is the name of a poorly received film starring Adam Sandler as not one, but two characters. It's also the name of a traditional English nursery rhyme. All right, I am talking about Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill partially sharing its name with our current First Lady, Jill Biden. Number seven. In 1945, Eleanor Roosevelt was ranked as the best-known woman in America by a survey conducted by Fortune magazine. In second place, though, was this fictional culinary expert. All right, that is none other than Betty Crocker. Betty Crocker sharing her name with Betty Ford. Yeah, living in suburban Minneapolis, I drive past Betty Crocker Drive. I think it's called Betty Crocker Drive. I drive past it almost every day. Live just down the freeway from it. All right, number eight. Born in Wisconsin in 1867, this author is responsible for writing a series of semi-autobiographical novels, which inspired a TV series, which originally aired on NBC from 1974 to 1983. All right, we are talking about Laura Ingalls Wilder, partially sharing her name with Laura Bush. All right, number nine, another literary item. This character was the focal point of a children's literary series from 1930 to 2003. The main series contained 175 novels, all credited to Carolyn Keene, who wasn't actually a real person, but a collective pseudonym of several authors. Okay, Carolyn Keene was the quote-unquote author of the Nancy Drew series. So Nancy Drew is the answer. Nancy Drew partially sharing her name with Nancy Reagan. And then number 10, in 1993, when he was 13 years old, this performer turned down an opportunity to join the Mickey Mouse Club to instead be the youngest member of a five-piece group. All right, I am referring to Nick Carter of Backstreet Boys fame. Nick Carter partially sharing his name with Rosalind Carter. All right, that was round number two, group 10. Coming up, we got round number three, music themes. All right, our third and final round for today, music themes. So I have 10 songs below, all with a common theme, and today's theme is take. So all 10 songs below have the word take somewhere in the title. I'm going to read you a line from each song. You have to tell me the title of the song. Bonus kudos if you also know the artist. All right, let's do this. Song number one. I feel a hunger, it's a hunger, that tries to keep a man awake at night. Song number two. All my memories gather around her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty take of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Song number three. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Song number four. And if you leave here, you leave me broken, shattered, I lie. I'm just a crosshair. I'm just a shot. Then we can die. Song number five. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Song number six.
If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Song number 7. This is a two-parter. The first part, we can go to the tropics, sip pina coladas. The second line I'm going to read you, or we can go to the slums where killers get hung. Song number 8. I'm on my second drink, but I've had a few before. I'm trying hard to think, and I think that I want you on the floor. Song number 9. Angelica, tell this man, John Adams spends the summer with his family. Angelica, tell my wife, John Adams doesn't have a real job anyway. And song number 10. This here's a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue, two young lovers with nothing better to do. All right, pause now if you need more time. I went over each of those ones. I will go over them again, but then we're going to reveal the answers. So here we go. Song number 1, I feel a hunger. It's a hunger that tries to keep a man awake at night. That song, Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money. Song number 2, all my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty take of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. All right, that song, a sing-along, Take Me Home Country Roads by John Denver. Song number 3, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. All right, that song, it's a newer one. Take Me to Church by, I believe it's Hozier. All right, song number 4. And if you leave here, you leave me broken, shattered, I lie. I'm just a crosshair. I'm just a shot, then we can die. All right, this is a Sam song. This is Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand. Song number 5. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. I also really like this song. This is Take It Easy by Eagles. All right, number 6. If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Yeah, that's a fun one. Take a Chance on Me by ABBA. Song number 7. This one was the two-parter. We can go to the tropics, sip pina coladas. And then the second part, or we can go to the slums where killers get hung. I don't know about you, but I'm going to take the tropics with the pina coladas. That is Take You There by Sean Kingston. All right, number 8. I'm on my second drink, but I've had a few before. I'm trying hard to think, and I think that I want you on the floor. All right, that song, that's a fun one. Take It Off by the Donnas. That was a fun one from high school. I think it was in the Dodgeball soundtrack, if I remember right. All right, number 9. Angelica, tell this man, John Adams spends the summer with his family. Angelica, tell my wife, John Adams doesn't have a real job anyway. I love this. It merges my love of history with my love of music. That is Take a Break from the Hamilton soundtrack. And then number 10, This here's a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue, two lovers with nothing better to do. All right, that song, Take the Money and Run by Milwaukee native Steve Miller Band. There you have it. That was round number three, music themes. All right, everybody, thank you so much for playing along today. That is all I have for today. Just a reminder, if you like the show, please subscribe, rate, and review. That does help others find the Pub Trivia Group podcast. We've had a lot of people join our group lately. We've had a lot of people join the actual Pub Trivia Group, the named for the Facebook group that originated during COVID of just people looking to play trivia together. It somehow turned into a podcast, and that's why we are still called the Pub Trivia Group, is because we're literally a podcast named after a Facebook group. So give us a follow at Pub Trivia Group. We're on, of course, Facebook, but also Twitter and Instagram, all linked in the show notes. We got a fun live game coming up, Semi-Festive Pub Trivia. We host it once a year. The next one, Friday, December 22nd. It's a good time. It's a little bit Christmas themed, but not totally Christmas themed. So no matter how into Christmas you are, there should be a little bit of something for everyone. I hope to see you there playing along with us live. If not, just keep listening to the podcast because I'm going to publish it on there too. All right, everyone. I will see you next week. Peace out and pod on, you nerds.